Okay, now let me tell you the truth about selling that most business coaches haven't told you because they simply don't know. And that is that selling, my friend, is easy. It is so incredibly easy. When there is a caveat, when you're selling something unique to someone who wants to buy that unique thing. And you might be going, well, yeah, obviously, if they want to buy, and I'm constantly surrounded by people who don't want to buy and blah, 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 or whatever. The truth is that anybody who finds themselves in your inbox, who reaches out to you to talk about your work, wants to buy. That's the truth. They always want to buy. Otherwise, they wouldn't reach out to you in the first place. The problem, the reason that business coaches don't know this is because they have not experienced what truly easy sales look like. And the reason that they haven't experienced that is because they don't have anything unique to sell. They are literally selling the system. Now, that doesn't mean that they've never had an easy sale. And, they have. They've had lots of them. But the reason that they've had lots of easy sales is, and we've talked about this before, is because they have huge, huge resources. So they have the money, they have the teams, they have the ads and the funnels all set up, delivering them leads all of the time. And when you have enough people coming through your system, through your funnels and whatnot, when you have enough people coming through, there will always be people who want to buy. And when you have enough manipulation tactics under your belt, you can always terrorize people into buying or wow them into buying one way or the other. My point being, they have had easy sales, but more often than not, they've had lots and lots of really, really difficult sales. And so they're experts, absolute experts at manipulating people to buy. And this is why when you join any kind of business coaching program to learn how to grow your business, and we've all been there, you will be bombarded with techniques for pushing on people's pain points in your marketing and on your sales calls, bending objections, and basically manipulating and like I say, terrorizing people into thinking that if they don't invest, that their life is basically going down the shitter. This is why we think that sales are so hard, because basically we've been taught to believe that we have to do all this really icky stuff to compel people to say yes. And we don't. Now, the reason that it is so hard to sell something like the system or to sell something that everybody else is selling is literally because everybody else is selling it. So you have to be either better at better at all sorts of things, either better at manipulating them, better at showing off how amazing your lifestyle is that they could have, which is also manipulating them, better at getting great testimonials, which is also manipulating them. You have to be just a world-class manipulator to get really easy sales. And I'm saying that kind of a little bit tongue in cheek. It's not, I mean it. And being great at manipulating people, I am not necessarily saying that that is a bad thing. There are times when manipulation can be done for good. For example, you know, if you want to manipulate somebody into seeing how powerful they are, sometimes you have to use little techniques to help them, like, see things differently. That could be considered manipulation, but they're manipulation for the benefit of the person being manipulated. And I'm sure that there are lots and lots of people working within the system who would say that those manipulations are for the benefit of the person investing, because they're going to get the results. But the truth is, the real truth is that when you manipulate people into buying through these objection handling techniques, through really making them feel a victim of their circumstances and really seeing you as a savior, which is basically what these system coaches do and teach, what actually happens in most cases is that those prospects, those clients, as they come on board, really see themselves in that victim place. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, but I'm going to just quickly mention it again. When you see yourself as a victim, when you decide to play that part, there is only like a few ways that that can go. And those ways, you will know them well, are fight, flee, freeze, or fawn. And I'm just going to briefly cover what those mean. So you will either fight against making that investment in the first place, or fight against everything that the savior is telling you, because you feel like a victim and you're like angry about that. Or you run away and hide. That's like fleeing. Or you freeze and don't actually take any action because you just don't know what's right. Or you fawn, oh my God, you're so amazing, you're so brilliant, everything you do is so wonderful, I'm so grateful to you, but you don't actually get any results. And this is what happens to clients in the system. This is what happens to the vast, vast majority of clients within the system. It is so normal for people to invest over and over and over and over and over and over again with so many different coaches within the system and never really get the results that they've been seeking. That is so normal, because the manipulative techniques that get people to say yes to the sale put them at an immediate disadvantage to actually create the results, because it is not empowering. It is the opposite of empowering. It is disempowering. Again, speaking to what I spoke about before, it really diminishes the belief in ourselves, the faith in the fire that burns within. On the flip side, I always say that. I was trying to think of something else to say, but on the flip side is the easiest thing that I can think to say. On the flip side, when you bring your whole self to your work, when you really trust, and this is what I've just been talking about in the previous training, when you really trust that what is inside you is valuable, is important, is the most precious thing that you can bring, and you bring it, and you talk about how you bring it when you market, when you sell, when you engage with people, when you speak to people, even just casually, when everything you do is in alignment with who you are, and that mission statement, if you will, that we wrote earlier on in the previous modules, when you do that, you become entirely unique. Like, so unique that people can actually see that what you're offering is nothing like what anybody else is offering. Then you don't need to push on their pain points or bend their objections, because they just know that what you have is only coming from you. Like, they literally can't get that from anybody else anywhere, because it is so uniquely yours. And the people who are ready for it, and I guarantee, I've said this to you before, I guarantee that there are already people who are ready for you to really bring it in front of you, listening to what you're saying right this very minute. When you really bring all that you are, the people who reach out to you are the ones that want to buy what you have to offer. Like, they want to. And when those people show up, there is no manipulation required. You don't have to convince them that this is for them. You don't have to push on their pain points. You don't have to make them feel like a victim and make them feel as a very, it's not really a term that I choose to use, but you don't have to paint them as a victim. You don't have to paint them in their lives as somebody who needs saving. And you don't have to position yourself as a savior, because you're not. You're just the same as them, but with different perceptions, different understandings. And when your perceptions and understandings combine with their perceptions and understandings, great things happen. So, the truth about selling that most business coaches don't tell you because they simply don't know is that it is so easy. It is literally the easiest conversation you will ever have. It doesn't require months and months and months of nurturing. It doesn't require lots of low ticket offers before they'll invest in your high ticket offers. It doesn't require anything other than for you to completely bring everything that you are. When you do that, people understand how unique you are. And the people who reach out, they're not considering other mentors. They're not looking at other people who do something similar to you. They're not looking for anybody else, because they know that the unique thing that you have is exactly what they want, even when they don't completely understand it. And what I'm talking about here really is the limbic system, because that bone deep feeling or that gut feeling actually comes from the limbic system, which is a part of the brain that doesn't have language but just knows. It's really hard to explain. I'm going to go into it in depth in, I think it's module 6, so it's right at the end, because it's we need to lay a lot of groundwork before we get there. But literally, I am going to teach you at that point how to activate and speak to the limbic system. And this is the groundwork. This is the foundation of really owning everything that you are, which will completely start to ignite other people's limbic system. And when I say other people, I mean the right people. Not just everybody, but the right people. Because trust me, you don't want to work with everybody. If you work with everybody, you will be literally sick of your life. You will burn out. You will not enjoy it. You will be surrounded by clients who don't create results because they're not the right people. And that is no fun. That is no place to live. Okay, let's move on.